it's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
Well, for a couple hours last night, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon till about 5:30, the snow and wind created havoc on the drive home. Low visibility, snow was coming down fast enough. I wasn't even keeping up as I tried to shovel it in the middle of it all in my driveway. I don't know why I did that. I walked out and I thought, oh, okay, there's a lot of snow in my driveway. I was about to take off and shoveled it and then looked back and it was back. So then I went and I had to hit the road. And the highway was actually better than it was in town. You know, I was on the number one headed towards Pilot Butte, White City area. And, yeah, sure, there was, you know, some drifting snow and some, I would say, icy spots here and there. But in the city, it seemed worse at the time. Then it all taper off by about 5:30, and you hear a lot of skid steers this morning, a lot of scraping shovels last night when you got home. City graders have been out doing their thing here. They always attack the main drags first. And for the most part, on the drive to work this morning, talking to Kevin Martell and the rest of the crew behind the scenes here, everyone said, yeah, it's winter driving, especially where the plows have gone through now. I remember that freezing rain from a few days back. Now it's looking rather icy and glazed over. But the drive will be a little slower. And along with that, the cold. It is... Bring your block heater cord to work day. You're going to need to plug in. Our city is under a cold warning right now, in fact. And the crazy thing is it's still technically fall. Winter doesn't really arrive until a week from Sunday here. But as for bus school transportation, it should be operational this morning. Unless the wind chill is minus 45 at 6 a.m., then it's up to you to get the kids to school. But right now, you should know that for students needing specialized lifts like wheelchairs, transportation stops if the wind chill is minus 40 or colder at 6 a.m. I think that will be canceled because the wind chill right now, at least in Regina, is minus 41. 6 a.m. if it's minus 45, then all school buses will be shut down. But I don't know if we'll get there to minus 45, but we'll wait. He's still got 14 minutes to go. Environment Canada, Shannon Moody with this latest cold system details.
Very cold Arctic air mass and some pretty gusty winds. So the cooler temperatures combined with those winds are leading to some pretty cold wind chill values. We're seeing values of around minus 40 throughout much of southern Saskatchewan. And they'll linger through this morning. There will be some improvement through the day, but unfortunately they are going to come back for another night for most regions. But then after that, the temperatures will moderate.
Yeah. Sunday into Monday and early next week, looks like we're going to be back to single digits around the minus 2, minus 3 mark. But, yeah, miserably cold this morning. Hope you plugged in. I know this is shopping weekend number one of two shopping weekends left to go before Christmas. But I suspect not even the cold is going to stop people from getting out to shop. And by Sunday, again, a little warmer. So miserably cold. With these wind chills in the minus 40, it's also the season of Christmas parties and office parties. The cold won't stop the cops. They'll be setting up spot checks this weekend, so plan a safe ride home. Loads of Christmas-themed shows around town. If you're looking to get into the holiday spirit, Globe Theater continues with A Christmas Carol. Tomorrow and Sunday, the RSO performs the soundtrack of Home Alone the movie live while you watch the movie over the Kinexus. I think tomorrow's shows are sold out. Single tickets here and there, maybe a few more left for Sunday, but it's close to sell out too. And Gordon Girard, the conductor of the RSO, is going to join me after the 6:30 news, tell us how that's done. And also, he's a little concerned about budget deliberations by the city next week too, because it could affect the RSO. He'll tell us how. What else is going on? Oh, Jeff Straker. He puts on his annual Christmas concert Saturday and Sunday as well. He'll be popping by next half hour. And tomorrow night, it's the Regina Pats Teddy Bear Toss. Kelowna's in town, and that's always a fun one for the kids after the first goal, tossing the teddy bears, which are then given through the Salvation Army to those who are in need, and also they stop into hospitals with them all. The Pats do great work with that. Lotto Max, $80 million tonight. Getting gas, getting coffee today. Get your Lotto Max ticket. I got to get mine. 14 Max Millions.
The only risk that you would take, the only loss you could foresee, the only bluff you couldn't pay, and you're still the same. I caught up with you yesterday.
I see Time Magazine just came out with their Person of the Year, and it's, well, technically not a person, but it is technical. It's people. It's architects of AI. The magazine says 2025 is going to go down in history as the year that AI roared into view with no turning back. ChatGPT has become so many people's friend these days, hasn't it? Hey, Prime Minister Mark Carney and his Liberal government got a little holiday cheer last night. Hours after the House of Commons froze for its winter break, the Liberals announced a new member of caucus.
So let's give a warm welcome to our newest member of the Liberal Party, Michael Ma.
How about that? Toronto area MP Michael Ma has quit his opposition Conservatives and crossed the aisle to join the Liberals. Carney made the announcement at the Liberal Caucus holiday party, bringing Ma to the stage to greet his new team. And later we would actually be seeing on social media pictures showing Ma had attended the Conservative holiday party earlier. So the floor crossing put Carney's Liberals one seat shy of a majority now, following the crossing last month of Nova Scotia's MP Chris D'Autremont and after Edmonton Tory MP Matt Genereau stepped down in the spring, too. But opposition leader Pierre Poilievre said Ma has let his constituents down. Loads of NHL action last night. And yes, nice to see Zach Hyman with a hat trick. Connor McDavid had four assists. The Oilers beat Detroit 4-1. McDavid kind of feels now they're starting to come together after a rough start this season.
You know, it's not easy to build chemistry. It's not something that happens overnight, you know, so to have a little bit of continuity, lines can start to meet and talk and you know, figure out where each other are going to be, and I think you're starting to see that.
Just make the playoffs. That's all I ask. Skinner had 28 saves. He looked pretty good last night. Boston beat Winnipeg 6-3. Winnipeg, that's their third straight loss. They have not been doing well since goalie Connor Hellebuyck left them for knee surgery. Buffalo beating the Canucks 3-2. They're having a good Western road trip. They beat the Oil the other night. And the Sharks edged the Leafs in overtime 3-2. Sorry, Leaf fans. And the Canadiens beat the Penguins 4-2. Ottawa beating up on Columbus 6-3. Tomorrow night, our Regina Pats, 29th annual Teddy Bear Toss Night. Fans can take stuffed toys, toss on the ice after that first goal, then they're all donated to local charities, and the puck will drop tomorrow at 6 p.m. And if you're looking for something to stream this weekend, well, you probably have one or two of these in your household. The Taylor Swift fan? No, maybe, maybe not. Well, Disney is banking on it because this is a big day for Taylor Swift again. She's dropped her Eras concert movie and documentary to Disney Plus. The first two episodes of six begin today.
I came up with the idea for the Eras tour about 2 years before the tour started.
Nice to meet you, where you been?
I wanted to overserve the fans in terms of the amount of songs they were going to hear and how far I was going to push myself.
And tomorrow is December 13th. Her favorite lucky number is 13. Because of that, one of the many reasons, she'll be 36 tomorrow. Oh, yeah, well, over on Netflix, this one's out. Knives Out 3.
You're the only one at that church who hated his guts.
What the hell happened?
Everyone thinks I did it. I didn't do it.
This goes way beyond normal police work. This is something you and I have not experienced. A perfectly impossible crime.
Wake up, Dead Man, Knives Out 3, streaming on Netflix today. May I dethrone the hottest show on Netflix right now, Stranger Things? Maybe, maybe not. Stranger Things Season 5, off to a massive start. It's the most watched show 2 weeks in a row.
We have a plan. It's a bit insane.
Yeah, what could go wrong?
Everyone in? I want to see Vecna's heart on a platter.
We got four episodes out now and three more coming out Christmas Day. And, of course, the series finale, New Year's Eve, even playing on the landmark big screen in Regina here. And that last episode's going to be well over 2 hours long. Hey, if you like thrillers, I'm busy watching The Beast in Me on Netflix, Claire Danes. She plays this famous author who's pulled into like a really twisted mind game with this guy who moves in next door. He's rich, he's powerful, and he might have killed his wife. It's a real slow-burning psychological thriller and great acting. I recommend it. I'm still one episode shy of finishing it off, so I hope the ending's fulfilling. But really cool show, The Beast in Me. That's on Netflix. That's what I'll be watching. Oh, I want to see F1. Still haven't seen that Brad Pitt movie, but apparently I got to have Apple to watch that this weekend. See, Jammy News Time now is 5:58. Yeah, if you just had the alarm go off, you're jumping out of the shack, you'll want to jump right back in. It is miserably cold. The wind chill value's in the minus 40 all day long through the evening and tomorrow too, but it does get better on Sunday. But yeah, we got a big cold snap, cold warning in effect. The main drags, the city crews have been out, and they're kind of icy. You know, remember that freezing rain that fell prior to the snowfall yesterday, and then the wind. It's kind of glazed over a lot of the streets. It's winter driving. I'm not saying it's miserably bad driving right now. It's just, as we know it, winter driving. You got to slow a little and keep some distance between you and the vehicle in front of you. And as the cold exhaust starts to swirl in front of you on the drive, that too will hinder a little visibility at times. But yeah, you're in for a cold one stepping outside here. City budget deliberations will begin on Monday here in Regina. And I kind of get the feeling there's a lot more interest in this from citizens since council shared that list they were given by administration of 130 or so different ideas that they may want to consider as possible cuts. Not a single cut has been made yet, of course, but a lot of community groups and organizations have been rallying to get people to call their councillors and the mayor to ensure they don't get cut and look after their interests. And on social media, even publicly, I still hear a lot of people think axe the new pool, or at least peel it back a little financially to save some dollars, or fix the loss and instead, as if that's the right thing to do. But on this one, I have to agree with what Mayor Chad Baczynski told us yesterday on the Evan Bray Show.
And I hear that. And given the circumstances, it's tough. And this comes back to that balance of, you know, yes, we need to invest in all that, the core infrastructure, but we also need to invest in things that make a city and ensure that people want to still be here and raise their families here. And there's a couple of things we need to remember. We've started construction. So canceling that right now, we will pay penalties on that. In addition, we have about $100 million from the province and the federal government paying towards this project. So, you know, we're giving up a lot for something that we do need to replace. Whether and if we, you know, if we have to fix up the loss, and that's going to be tens of millions of dollars, if not into the hundreds of millions of dollars for that alone, because it's an unknown. And brownfield construction has many unknowns that always leads to some level of costs that are unexpected. So, you know, for me, I hear that, and this is something that, like, even from a personal perspective, and lots of families that I've heard from, is, you know, you're trying to get your kids into swimming lessons. We don't have the capacity for that right now, and we haven't built a new aquatic facility on any scale for a very long time, so we haven't kept up with that demand. So for all those reasons, it's a tough time and it's a tough ask, but this is something that I feel like is going to bolster up our community and make it a livable city.
Mayor Chad Baczynski on his reasoning for the idea that, hey, the new pool's a go already, and it's not going to be part of the cuts next week when they start budget deliberations. CJME's Britton Gray joining us now with the story of Carissa Norston, who is making a name for herself on the international stage. The Waldheim Saskatchewan product quickly emerging as a key player for Canada on the rugby field and turning out to be quite the key leader, too.
Like plenty of other small-town Saskatchewan kids, Carissa Norston played a number of sports growing up. But rugby actually wasn't one she originally considered.
There definitely wasn't a lot of rugby going on in Waldheim, but one of my, I think it was my vice principal, he was like doing a wrestling unit in phys ed and like told my sister that she should go try rugby, and then she ended up going to the city, like going to Warman and trying rugby there, and then I kind of went and watched her play and just thought it looked really cool, so decided to give it a go, and pretty glad I did.
She says they would always have to start with sevens because they never had enough players to start the year to play 15s. But one coach did notice her talent and gave her the belief she could reach some new heights with the sport.
He was kind of doing like a try rugby practice in Saskatoon, and I was there, and he was like, kind of came and found me after and was like, who are you? Like, I need your contact. Who are your parents? And like, was telling me like, hey, like, if you actually like buy in and pursue the sport, like you could really go somewhere with it. I didn't even really know what rugby was or like where it could take you at that point in time, but it was, I'm really glad that I took him up on the opportunity.
She's now into her third season with the National Women's Sevens team.
I think it's a bit different. Like, I didn't play rugby growing up, so it wasn't like a childhood dream to put on a Canadian rugby jersey, but it was definitely always a childhood dream to play a sport for Canada. And I'm really glad it was rugby because the community and the environment that rugby just like introduces you to is so amazing. So yeah, it was really, really cool.
Norston has also recently been named the captain for the senior women's team.
It feels pretty crazy. I'm also super grateful for that, but I think it definitely comes down to the like leadership group that we have in our team right now. It just makes it, it makes it feel possible for me to even take on that role. So just feeling super supported and like really, really excited for the new opportunity.
Rugby has taken her around the world, with the last two tournaments taking place in Dubai and Cape Town.
It's taken me to places that I would never have even thought of going without rugby. So it's been an absolutely amazing journey so far. I'm getting to travel the world with some of my best friends.
And of course, she still gets plenty of support from fans back home in Saskatchewan.
I get like messages and stuff from back home all the time, and just like so much support from Sask Rugby, even just like on the socials. They're always like reposting and tagging me, and it's really, really special to see. Definitely won't ever forget where I'm from, so it's really, really, really cool to see, and I appreciate the support from back home so much.
In Regina, Britton Gray, 980 CJME.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, oh, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, oh, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Kiss them once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
There you go. Oh, I love it. Jeff Stryker and on guitar, Bryn, yes.
Crowd's going nuts there. I don't know if you can hear that canned applause, but it's for you.
thank you.
We appreciate it. Thank you both for popping in early. You're getting ready for your very Prairie Christmas show coming to Casino Regina. This has become an annual tradition.
This is the ninth year we're doing a very Prairie Christmas in some combination or permutation in Saskatchewan. It started out in a little room for 60 people, and there were not 60 people in the room. And it's grown to be two nights at Casino Regina, which is, you know, a 700-plus seat room. So it's become a bit of a tradition for folks in Regina for their Christmas. So
Jeff, I'd like to correct you on that, though, because I like to take credit for the very first Prairie Little Christmas, because long ago, you came to my house. I always have a Christmas party, and you sat in my den with your piano and entertained us.
I sat by the island in your kitchen. Yeah,
so I kind of think that the Prairie Christmas was started there without even knowing it.
It was a very Morgan Christmas.
But no, I'm proud to have you on the show each and every year with this because, well, you're one of my favorites locally, that's for sure. And I know with a very Prairie Christmas this year, you've even taken it on the road as of recent to Oxbow. Every time you are on social media at a show, you're eating something. People bring you baking. Do people throw food on the stage during your concerts now? Because there's not a concert you've done where you're not saying at the end of it, look what I got, and it's some form of food.
They're not necessarily tossing it because I set up a table on the side where they can place it.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. But they do bring me food gifts. And what happened was, before the pandemic, this gal in Shaunavon, Saskatchewan, baked me this peach pie as a gift, and it was like, it was as big as a smart card. This thing was this massive, beautiful pie, and I took a picture, put it on Facebook, and somehow people started interpreting, oh, I gotta bake something for this guy. And so for the next 8 years,
wow, you've done it.
It's been a real thing.
Tom Jones had women throw their underwear at him.
Exactly.
They're throwing pies.
Well, I think I got the better deal, Greg.
I think you did too. Hey, we talk about, you know, baking as a tradition. What's a Christmas tradition you remember growing up?
Oh my gosh, we had so many traditions. I grew up in a little farming town called Punishai, Saskatchewan. If anybody out there knows where that is, about an hour north of Regina, there was always a Christmas week bonspiel in the Punishai Curling Club.
Yeah.
You'd throw together the teams, draw the names out of a hat. One of our family traditions that we would always do the Christmas Eve service in the Punishai United Church. Do the service where you get to the end and you dim the lights and light the candle and everyone sings Silent Night together. And my brother and sister and I would be in the back pew with my grandma, you know, little kids wiggling and giggling, and you know, she'd be feeding us candy to try to keep us quiet. They're great. They're great memories, you know?
Awesome memories. Well, Jeff, thanks so much for popping in. Remember Jeff Straker and a very prairie Christmas tomorrow night and Sunday at Casino Regina Show Lounge.